Estevan. The city of Estevan is going to apply for significant funding through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program, ICIP, that would help remedy a long-standing problem in South Estevan. In a report to Estevan City Council for Monday night's meeting, City Engineer Kiflam Weldeeb wrote that the city wants to separate the sanitary system network from storm system in the Westview and Central areas. Weldeeb said it would optimize the current sanitary system, improve the existing wastewater treatment plant by diverting storm water runoff from the sanitary waste stream, design and install a new storm water collection system for the area, replace existing cast iron water mains with PVC pipe for better water flow, and replace existing lead water services with copper poly service. All surface work for roads and concrete works would be completed as the work progresses. The project has a total estimated cost of more than $18.1 million, to be spread out over 6 years. The federal and provincial governments would cover most of the cost. City Manager Jeff Ward noted that this is a green stream for ICIP that includes water servicing. The city applied 4 or 5 times in the past, as it believes this project fits into the criteria of the grant. If the city were to receive the funding, it would likely turn to borrowing for the municipal share of the project. Councillor Rebecca Ford pointed out that in a recent water security report, the issue in the Westview area was flagged because the lines are crossed. "We are on people's radar that it needs to be replaced," she said. Councillor Shelley Varoba pointed out that this has been discussed since she joined council in 2016, and she is confident it would have been discussed previously. Councillor Lindsay Clark said he lives in the area and he sees the underground work that constantly occurs in the subdivisions. "It's a continual fix and replacement in that area, so I do believe this would solve all of those long-term problems, and put us on a good footing in a large area of this city," said Clark. The due date for the application is November 29.